I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia State Representative Howard Maxwell, a Republican from Dallas, Georgia, has announced that he will not seek re-election to the House of Representatives. Maxwell announced Thursday that he will leave the General Assembly at the conclusion of his current term. He's represented parts of Paulding County since his election to the House in 2003. Westinghouse Electric, the U.S. nuclear unit of embattled Japanese electronics giant Toshiba, has been acquired by Brookfield Business Partners in a deal valued at about $4.6 billion that includes the assumption of a number of pension, environmental, and operating obligations. Westinghouse Electric declared bankruptcy protection earlier last year, leaving a number of nuclear plants, including Plant Vogtle, in limbo. Plant Vogtle uses pressurized water reactors manufactured by Westinghouse. The agreement, pending the approval of bankruptcy court, is expected to close in the third quarter. Snowfall totals from yesterday's winter storm are coming in from coastal and southern Georgia. 1.2 inches piled up at the Savannah Airport. That's the first snow to exceed an inch there in nearly three decades. More fell further inland, 2.5 inches in Alma, 3 inches in Pooler. Valdosta saw 1.5 inches. Ice accumulated in several areas as well, up to 0.5 inch in Brunswick. The National Weather Service station in Charleston measured 5 inches of snow. And according to Georgia Power, roughly 5,000 customers are still without electricity at this hour following yesterday's storm. The restoration process is challenging due to travel conditions and the cold temperatures. Governor Nathan Deal was in Augusta Wednesday for the groundbreaking of the second building at the Georgia Cyber Center for Innovation and Training at Augusta University. It will house several companies and offer research and educational opportunities for cybersecurity. Deal told WRDW-TV that the buildings are part of a larger plan.
Our goal is to be the number one place in the entire United States for cyber training and the issue of cybersecurity in general. And all indications are that we're pretty much there. We just got to sustain it. We've got to finish these buildings, and we've got to get people in them.
More than 13,000 people in the Augusta region work in cybersecurity. That number will grow as the Army's Cyber Command moves to nearby Fort Gordon in the next few years. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons are placing left guard Andy Levitre on season-ending injury reserve. This after a triceps injury 3 weeks ago ended his streak of 140 consecutive starts. The Falcons will rely on backup guard Ben Garland in Saturday's playoff game against the Rams. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.